Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Anonymous, who is a student who we know, but wanted to be anonymous in this email.
Okay. Hey, Ben and Nathan. I have to start by saying this is not a troll email.
Okay.
I'm above both of Yale's 75th percentiles, but I'm not sure if I have a chance at Y or HYS, Harvard, Yale, Stanford, or a generous scholarship to an elite school. Okay. Yeah. Curious why you feel that way. My resume is practically empty and I have a mediocre personal statement topic. Is it worth putting off law school to work on my softs? Are my stats really enough to get me the offers I want?
Just fucking apply already. I say that with love, but this is the type of person who ends up at HYS, right? I mean, this is just like the ultra type A plus 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 plus.
Yeah.
Where you've been dotting I's and crossing T's and checking off every box since you were in fourth grade and never gotten anything less than an A, never gotten anything less than, you know, I mean, we know that Anonymous has a very high 170s LSAT already. You're above Yale's 75th percentile on both. How do you think their percentiles get so high? The reason why their percentiles get so high is that you're the exact type of person that they admit. You have perfect grades, perfect LSAT, or near perfect, perfect enough to be better than every single law school, literally every law school.
Yeah.
And they do admit people straight out of undergrad. Now, there has been some talk recently about, I think it was Harvard, right? Saying that they kind of prefer people who have been in the workforce for a while.
Yeah.
And that might be the case that they're going to deny you on this cycle. But what does it hurt for you to apply this cycle and get denied? If you don't get the offers you want, then you reapply.
Yeah. Learn from that failure. Well, I'm also thinking about Yale right now. Anonymous says, my resume is practically empty and I have a mediocre personal statement topic. I think Yale is the exceptional school that's more willing to entertain personal statements that are more academic, theoretical, highfalutin, right? Like, you don't have to have something to say about your past. You could just start talking about what you think of the future.
Like an academic paper kind of a thing. Yeah, totally. I mean, we won't know until you actually apply and tell us how it went with you. But I would never put off. I hate this idea of put off law school to work on my softs.
Yeah.
Instead, you should be like working on your damn career. What do you want to do? Let's get going. You know, stop perseverating on the LSAT and law school applications and instead get that shit done and send it out the door and start working on other shit. I mean, you should be talking to judges right now. You shouldn't be talking to us.
Yeah.
You should be talking to attorneys. You should be out there, like, get yourself into the workforce, because anyway, it's going to be at least a year. If you do apply this cycle, it's going to be at least a year before you start law school. I guess it is possible. I can't remember. It's possible that Anonymous is still in undergrad and still has another full year of undergrad left.
Mm. Okay.
And is then trying to go straight K through JD. In which case, yeah, you're not going to take any time to put off law school to work on your softs.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be working on undergrad still and then planning to go straight through. But you'll know by the end of your college career, if that is you, if you do actually have another year of undergrad, you'll know in May whether you're getting into Harvard, Yale, Stanford. I mean, if you're on your wait list and then you're not getting in, right? So do you have those offers? Because if you don't have those offers by May, if you apply now and you don't have those offers by May, then yeah, you need to get yourself a job for a year. You need to reapply next September and then you'll be working for a year. But it's not working on your softs. It's working on your career.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.